Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. I want to encourage all of us to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when we first get up, and again in the evening when we go to bed. This truly is a wonderful way to live our lives and to meditate. About 10 years ago, my father-in-law, Bill, was diagnosed with cancer, and after the initial diagnosis, he ended up living for 4 more years. It was during this time that he and my mother-in-law, Bonnie, started meditating and really enjoyed the practice as a way to live their lives and to help Bill with his cancer. Prior to that, they had been more skeptical of meditation and other alternative forms of therapy, as many people are, but practicing meditation and being exposed to it made them believers. To this day, my mother-in-law, Bonnie, still meditates almost every day and attends a couple meditation groups in her local community. But during the cancer treatments for my father-in-law, when I talked to my mother-in-law, she'd be very excited because she'd share with me how the hospital was offering different alternative forms of treatment for her and her husband, like massage, Reiki, and different forms of alternative treatment. And she was surprised because it was being offered through the hospital. Now, mind you, we live in Southern California, so you may be thinking, well, California is a little bit out there, so I'm not surprised that they offer things like meditation and massage for people going through treatment. But this is what we're going to talk about today, because a new research study showed that hospitals around the United States are increasingly offering alternative forms of therapy and services. This current study was reported by the Health Forum, which is part of the National Hospital Association and the Samueli Institute, a nonprofit research organization that looks into the role of alternative practices in medical care. What these researchers did was survey 714 hospitals nationwide, or about 12% of all the hospitals in the United States. What they found is very exciting. 42% of the hospitals in the survey said they were now offering alternative therapies, which include meditation, relaxation training, homeopathy, and chiropractic care. And that's an increase from the 2007 survey, which showed that 37% of the hospitals offered such medical services. The survey also found that 65% of the hospitals said they offered alternative therapies for pain management. For example, hospitals offer massage therapy to cancer patients to help alleviate pain and stress. And interestingly, the researchers of this study felt that these hospitals were offering more things because patients are asking for them or demanding them. So what does this mean for you and me? I believe this survey has two things to teach us. One, hospitals are becoming aware of the fact that alternative forms of therapy, like meditation, are helpful when you have serious health problems. And even if they don't buy into it, they are offering it. Why? Because patients are asking for it. So, do we make a difference? Do we have a say? Of course we do. So why not, if you are part of your hospital, or if you go to your hospital for any reason, start asking for it. Hospitals are a business, so they want to make their customers happy. But I've been involved with the medical community almost all my life, and I think people get into it because they do care for people. So if you ask them for things like meditation, they probably will start offering them. My office is right down the street in Newport Beach from Hoge Hospital. Hoge Hospital is probably considered one of the top hospitals in the world. I'm not on staff there, but guess who's talked about meditation at that hospital? Yours truly, and they've even asked me back. And I've spoken at many other hospitals around the world about meditation. So, we can make a difference. Reach out to your local hospital and say, hey, can we get someone in here to talk about meditation? Can we form a group to help people who are struggling? Even if they don't believe in it, they're going to be open to and listen to our requests. So let's make them. And what I've found over the years, when I can get medical personnel to attend my seminars and meditate with me, they start becoming believers. But I know we have listeners from all over the world, and this study did show that 58% of the hospitals in the United States don't offer alternative forms of therapy. So if you reside in one of these places where they don't offer it at your hospital, seek out other forms of help. There's almost always going to be a group somewhere that you can drive to or get to via bus and attend a meditation group. Become a regular listener to this podcast. We're now on episode 91, so there's obviously a lot you can listen to, and it's all for free. Or even consider starting a group. I think if you do a little investigation, you can probably find someone who's an expert on meditation in your local community. Meditation is very popular around the world. Again, though, the bottom line here is meditation can be helpful when we go through very challenging times. Because most of our worlds are pretty big, we often know someone who is struggling with serious health problems. Encourage them to consider meditation as an adjunct to their more traditional forms of medical help. If they try it, I think they'll find it to be a wonderful adjunct to being healthy and well. Thank you for joining me on this week's Meditation for Health podcast. If you'd like to learn a lot more about the world of meditation, please go to www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. Until next time, peace.